99.7 DJX. And you know what? Honestly, I'm probably not the right person to ask about this group therapy that we're going to get into right now.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
I say that because I'm not really a flower buyer.
Okay. Well, I said I needed details. So here's where we're getting details from Jane.
All right.
She says, "Hi, Ben and Kelly. Need your help. My husband sent flowers to a female coworker. Now, she's been having a hard time. Her fiance ended things 4 months before their wedding.
Ooh.
My husband's a sweet guy, likes to make people happy. But this, I think, was going too far.
Mm.
He shouldn't be buying other women flowers no matter what the drama is, right?
Mm.
He thinks I'm being ridiculous. And last night he slept on the couch because he feels like me not trusting him is offensive. Now, I will add, the only reason I know about this is because I found her thank you note to him tucked in his lunchbox."
Oh.
So, if you are in any type of relationship, isn't it inappropriate to send someone else flowers?
Oh.
And not mention it.
Okay, so I want to know what color and what type of flowers he sent.
Yeah, because that does have meaning. You know, if they're like yellow flowers, that's supposed to be more like friendship, right?
Well, I said out the gate that I'm not the right person to ask about this because I'm not typically a flower giver. I don't, I don't give flowers a lot. So I looked this up. Red flowers are associated, I think we all know, with like romantic love. Yeah, passion, right? Desire, right. That sort of thing. Pink is more the playful platonic love. All right. That's like happiness, innocence, all that stuff.
Okay.
Yellow, joy, friendship, health. Blue flowers, peaceful. They're to promote relaxation and things like that. White symbolize purity and honesty. I thought white was like you gave at funerals and stuff. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Too,
yeah, they also mean sympathy. Yes, mean sympathy. Orange flowers, if you give orange flowers, that's like warmth and enthusiasm. They can cheer people up who are like sick and stuff like that. Purple.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that would have been a good color.
Yeah, so like that, if you gave her like some orange carnations, all right, you know.
Or even orange roses. Those are fine, right?
Ah, man, I don't know. Like, to me, roses, and I'm not a flower giver, but I feel like roses are like that's like a female love flower. Am I wrong?
I don't think it's necessary. I think the red roses, absolutely.
Mm.
But, Missy says, nope, it's not appropriate unless the person is in the hospital and you bring them on a visit. And Chana said, you know, if he was being honest about it, he, you know, would have to talk to his wife and they could have sent flowers together to her. Seems awfully suspicious that he hid it. That's a red flag.
Yeah, you know what? That would have been a better approach, but hindsight's 20/20. We don't have that now. He already did what he did. But like if they would have gone in together and said, hey, we're thinking about you, you know, and I get it. Maybe she doesn't know this person because she's a coworker. And
right. And maybe he just thought, you know what? I know her. My wife doesn't. I'm just going to, you know, try to send her something and cheer her up because she's in a bad spot right now and didn't understand that it would be like a big deal to his wife.
All right. So we got a lot of questions thrown out here. All right. So if you've ever been in this situation or you can supply some insight from your own personal life, we'd love to hear it because I think that can help here. With Jane's situation, 502-571-9970. All they were some flowers, just some flowers to cheer up a coworker. It's 99.7 DJX, and Jane found out her husband sent some flowers to a coworker who's kind of going through a rough patch and only found out when she saw the thank you note to him tucked in his lunchbox.
Yeah, so I think that's the biggest part of this scenario that people have a problem with is the fact that he didn't tell his wife he was doing this because she says, you know, he likes to help people and likes to make people happy and does this kind of stuff a lot. She just thought the flowers kind of cross the line. Mary texted in, my husband actually had me order flowers for his work wife once, LOL. She was going through a bad breakup. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to cheer her up. He should have told her about it, but if she's a jealous type, and she might be, then he wouldn't want to because he didn't want to deal with the drama just, you know, this friendly gesture would have caused.
Yeah.
If he's never given a reason to doubt his love for her, then she needs to chill out a little and remember men and women can be friends without being, you know, any romantic feelings there.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people are pointing out the fact that he didn't tell her ahead of time, and that's kind of an issue there.
Yeah, Megan said, if he would have just come to his wife, let her know, hey, my coworker's having a hard time in life right now. I think it would be nice if we send her flowers from the two of us.
Yeah.
Right then and there.
Lane, what's your thought?
I definitely think the fact that he did not tell his wife that he was sending flowers is the part that makes the flower sending inappropriate. I think if he had made her aware of, like, this is the situation, I want to make her feel better, like, I'm trying to be a good guy and a good friend, and said, I'm going to do this, just want to make you aware or make sure you're comfortable, I think it would have been fine. But I think the fact that he did not tell her and that she found out afterwards, after she had already had a thank you note in his lunch bag, I think that's the issue.
Yeah, you know, Allison texted too and kind of agrees the fact that he kept that thank you note is a cause for concern.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Where it's like, okay. See, and part of me, and I don't know, am I, like, I'm thinking of scenarios where I could, because I feel like I am this guy where it's, I wanna be, do good for people, you know, and sometimes maybe it could be taken the wrong way or whatever. And
yeah,
so.
You don't think about, you know, well, how is this going to look to my wife or anybody else?
Right. So what if it's like, all right, maybe the whole, well, he would have said that. I was going to say if the whole office like got her flowers, but she just, but she just sent it like individual thank you notes to everybody. Like, hey, thank you so much. And
well, and he's not going to throw away the thank you note at work in front of her.
Well, I would.
Right.
I mean, not in front. I wouldn't do it in front of her, but it would stay at work and then it'd go in the trash. But I mean,
okay.
All right. Well,
my husband is this guy. He's the one who wants to make people's day better.
Yeah.
He wants to care for others. But he also is the guy who's going to say, hey, like, I'd like to do something for this person.
Right. You mentioned it.
Send something and it makes me aware first so that I don't have any suspicions. Because he's a kind guy and loves to care for people, and maybe that's all this is.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did not tell her is what makes it suspicious.
Lane, you bring up some great points.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Have a good one.
Yeah, you guys too. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
I think the easiest way to like just kind of get past this is just to tell him, hey, next time give me a heads up.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Just give me a heads up.
Well, she does kind of mind, but yes, if she wants to lie about that. But yeah, I do think that you're right. It's the not giving her the heads up thing on that.
If he would have explained to her from the very beginning, hey, my coworker just got dumped by her fiance 4 months before the wedding. What do you think about sending her flowers? Do you think that make her feel better? And just ask her advice.
Yeah. So,
hey, you're a woman. What would make you feel better in this situation?
Would you want, you know, some red roses and maybe some chocolates?
No, not red roses.
And then,
no.
You know, like a nice little bracelet or something?
No.
A little anklet? Would that be appropriate?
You know that's not appropriate.
Got a text from a listener. My husband had me send flowers to his work wife. And guess what? After 26 years of marriage, he left me for her about 6 months later. So be careful.
Oh,
all right. So she's just kind of twisted. Yeah, I was going to say she was just throwing a wrench into this whole thing here.
Oh, she did. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, look, I'm sure she read the thank you note, and Jane would have told us if there was something incriminating in the thank you note. It just seems like it was probably just a normal thank you note.
Just thanks for the gesture. That kind of thing.
Right. It wasn't like a, hey, thanks so much. I can tell you really care about me. XOXO, you know, heart emoji and,
kissy face.
With a lipstick kiss mark on the card, I mean.
Didn't sound like it was that.
Right. All right. So keep us posted on that. And next time,
Just tell him, say, hey, give me a heads up.
If you're a guy within the sound of my voice and you're thinking about sending flowers to a female coworker and you got a wife or a committed, or you're in a committed relationship,
just run it by him first.
Probably better run them by it first, all right?
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's group therapy.